Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from East River 9, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
My man Ryan Hughley is out. Luke Morrow is in. Luke's new to the Sports Radio 610 family. He's been around a bit, been on the other shows, but he's new to the fam. He kicks ass as usual. We don't bring anybody in. It's not bringing it. So Luke is with us today, man. It's good to have you, brother. It's good to have you.
I appreciate it. Good to be here. And as we said earlier, I mean, a huge game to continue to talk about Sunday, but then also a great event to do it from today. So I really lucked out in joining you today. It's good to be here.
Yeah, the event being, we're at East River 9, live broadcast at East River 9, which is a lighted 9-hole par 3 course with the most beautiful view of downtown Houston. You can even see the top of Minute Maid Park right over the top of these trees. It's absolutely beautiful. You got to get out here and check it out. Even if you just want to eat and drink and have a good time, this is a spot to be now. The course, one cool thing about it is, I mean, you don't need but about, I don't know, 4 or 5 clubs. You carry them around, and it's a really quick round of golf, so it's not your typical 18 holes, cart, bag, all that kind of job. You can actually, I actually rented a little small bag when I went out and played, and so yeah, man, it's a great spot to hang, and we've seen a couple of fellas come by with their dates. I don't know if it's significant other or not, but you can bring your lady out here to swing a bit. We just saw the fellas from Sun State Equipment, Julian Shapiro, and all of his boys come through here. So a little company outing, build a little camaraderie. We saw them come through. So whatever you're down for, man, East River 9 is the place to be. Also, I think it's worth mentioning, guys, repping H-Town is presented by Bud Light, by the way, with the Texans, is... We had a chance at our little Odyssey meeting, I think it was Wednesday morning, we had a chance to see the actual field, and I think there's actually some video of them practicing out today, so maybe some of the fans did see some of what's going on. But the Reppin' H-Town theme, the new brand, all the new brands around the Texans are going to be front and center this week, man. I'm looking forward to that. The unis obviously are big time, but the branding in the whole stadium, all of NRG, is a sight to see.
Yeah, I did see some of the video online this morning, and the field looks cool, especially the end zones. The way they painted that looks really cool. So excited to see it in a big stage Sunday. you know, on TV with a full house and just the whole idea. I mean, it's been great. They've done such a great job. And look, winning helps too, being a good team. But they've done such a great job in recent years of becoming much more, you know, community-based, if you will, and really bringing the fans in and being one with the city, which is what all professional sports teams should do. That's what it's all about. And credit to the Texans. They've done a great job of that these last couple of years.
Absolutely. All right, let's move on. Big story around the NFL, big story around the country right now is Davante Adams. Davante Adams, one of the best receivers in the league right now. Look, I know he's 31 years old, but I'm telling you, Luke, I don't know where you sit on this, but when I hear Davante Adams is available, I don't lead with he's 31 years. I guess I am now since I just brought it up. But like, I don't lead with, oh well, he's 31 years old. What are you getting? He's expensive and he's 31. No, you watch that game where the Raiders beat the Baltimore Ravens. He's still Davante Adams. Davante Adams ain't slowed down a bit. Davante Adams is a game changer. Davante Adams is a guy that takes you from a pretender to a contender overnight. Now I'm not talking about the Carolina Panthers or the Jacksonville Jaguars, but I'm talking about these teams that are on the cusp, these teams that are hoping to be a Super Bowl contender. If you want to move the needle, then you bring a guy like Davante Adams in, and it moves the needle. One of the storylines right now is obviously where he ends up. The Raiders, I think the timeline that I heard was that, I don't know if it was Davante or the Raiders, but they're hoping to make something happen as early as next week. I guess that's kind of a day to look forward to. But one of the destinations is obviously the Jets. The Jets and the Saints, where his former quarterbacks, his college quarterback and the former Raiders quarterback and Derek Carr is with the Saints, that would be fun, I suppose. But Aaron Rodgers is obviously, to me, the one where he's had a ton of success.
When I came out of darkness.
Yeah, that guy right there. And he is clearly running the show in New York. I think he's actually literally running the show over Robert Saleh. But, that's where you go if you want to really know at least what you're going to get for the rest of this year with Aaron Rodgers if you're Davante Adams. Here is Aaron Rodgers talking about Davante Adams and if he's an option in New York.
I don't know how much I can say about it. There's tampering. But I still have a close friendship with him. We spend time in the offseason together. He's a great guy and a great player, and the rest of that's out of my hands.
I think this is a real possibility. There's no, you watch, I mean, and I know they're just highlights and they're just cuts, and highlights and cuts are made to support whatever point the TV folks are trying to make at the time. So I understand that it's them just picking out a bunch of bad throws in the last game, or a bunch of really what it was miscommunications with Aaron Rodgers last week with his receivers. But it's a real problem there. I mean, Garrett Wilson is not enough. And this team is not going to – they're not going to scare anybody with the weapons that they have right now unless they make an upgrade. So I think Davante Adams is a real possibility with the New York Jets.
It should be for both sides. I mean, for the Jets, look, Rodgers, who knows how much longer he's going to play. He's into his 40s now, coming off that injury, trying to get to another Super Bowl. And Robert Saleh's on the hot seat. He might not even make it the whole year depending on how things go. But if they don't make the playoffs or they don't win a few playoff games, Saleh's gone. So if you're the coach – you should want to make this move because it is kind of a win-now move. Like you were saying, you know, if you're the Panthers, you don't bring him in. You bring him in to try to take you to that next level to go win a Super Bowl. There is an out in his contract after this year. So it might be a lot of money, but it could just be a rental for the rest of the season. Who knows how much longer Rodgers is there? So you could kind of start over after this season if things go disastrous there in New York, probably bringing a new coach. So my point being, for Rodgers, for Saleh, for everybody in that building who needs to win now if you're the Jets, they should want to do it, let alone Davante going to go play with his old quarterback.
Yeah, you make a good point. There's no more guaranteed on the money on the contract after this year, mm-hmm. I believe. Now, there's a couple of big money years if you so choose to keep him, but here's what I like about the situation with Davante is clearly leaving for the money and leaving for a new destination and the grass is greener did not work for him. I've got to believe that right now, if it's the right destination – that he, and I don't know to what degree, because you still got to be responsible and you still got to earn your money and make your money, but I would imagine that Davante Adams is at a spot where he would say, yes, I want to play with Aaron Rodgers, and I will go there, and I will make the contract work if indeed I need to make that work. I'll be flexible with that, whether that's doing like the Texans did, push everything, right. like just give him a little incentive and push whatever you want into a one-year deal and eliminate the other couple, make him a free agent at the end of the year. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't work out, they move on. I would imagine that he would be flexible in doing so because, again, I think he's just still in the meat of his career. I think he's still legit one of the top five guys week in, week out in the NFL. Now, the interesting thing on this one is, and I know there's a lot of Cowboy fans out there in the city of Houston. The interesting thing to this is everybody's kind of poo-pooing on the Cowboys potentially landing a guy like Davante Adams. In fact, Stephen Jones told, I think, multiple people, radio media people, that that there was no way, that their draft capital was, you know, the second-round pick that they're commanding was too valuable, and they've got their number one guy in CeeDee Lamb, and so nah, I don't think it's, I think, as I said in the tease, I don't believe Steven. I do not believe Jerry. I know they're feeling the pressure on not being all in on making a Super Bowl run, and I'll be completely honest with you. If you're watching this Cowboys team play and the way in which they play, I know everybody wants him to run the football. Derrick Henry would have been fine, and they could have made some different aggressive pursuits of different running backs. But the way in which Dak plays, in the way in which they've proven it wasn't Kellen Moore, that they are going to drop back and drive the football into coverage. They're going to play a vertical pass game. They are going to be aggressive. And if that's what you're going to do, Davante Adams is as good, and to me, is better than signing a high-dollar running back and taking the ball out of CeeDee Lamb's hands and taking the ball. Because you, at the end of the day, I mean, how many years of Dak driving the football into coverage are we going to have to watch before you just go, hey, that's who they are?
That's fair, and you would know better than I would, but I just think there's too many I think he makes sense with the Cowboys, no doubt. I would go make that move if I'm Dallas. And look, Jerry Jones has been conservative in the past, but he has been aggressive when it comes to wide receivers midseason. I mean, that's when they brought in Amari Cooper. That's when they brought in, was it Roy Williams, whichever Williams wide receiver back 15 yeah. years ago?
Brandon Cooks. Well, I know it's a different caliber, but didn't they bring Brandon Cooks in?
Wasn't that a midseason? I think you're right. So that's the area where he has been aggressive. And he might do it again. I just think that doesn't fix everything for the Cowboys. I think it's almost like almost rearranging the chairs, you know, on the Titanic, that the run game isn't good enough. I don't know if the defense is good enough. And I think Zimmer was there in Dallas, right, when you were
yeah,
there?
Yeah, when I was there. Yeah, no, there's no doubt the defense stinks. But, I mean, you got to play. It's boat race every Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to – that's what I'm saying. Do you just sit there and continue to hope CeeDee Lamb and a good offensive line with – subpar running backs wins you shootouts every Sunday? Like that's I just like you, at some point you got to just be like, hey, this is who we are. Offensively, they can't slow the game down, you know, or speed the game up if you'd like to, whatever, run the football to chew the clock. Like they can't do that. I mean, their only option right now, by the way, Brandon Cooks is out for a handful of games now as well, and so they're definitely wide, they're more wide receiver needy right now than they've ever been. I mean like the plan of attack, if you're legitimately not just trying to grow the value of your business. You know, if you're really trying to win the NFC and get to another Super Bowl, you're going to have to win shootouts.
I think he helps. I just don't think he fixes everything.
Oh, I think that's fair.
Yeah,
I think
so even if you fair. Bring him in, I still – and I, like I said, I would do it. If he's available and they're saying – last I saw, I think it's only like a second-round pick, or at least that's the main pick of the picks. I'm almost like less need with the Rams, where I think picks are – trade away a pick. I think picks are overrated, especially if it's going to get you a Davante Adams, a proven commodity. And he would definitely help the Cowboys. And I would make the move for the right price. But just by bringing in Davante Adams, I don't think suddenly – elevates them to the top of the NFC or fixes the other problems. I just think there's too many holes right now with that roster.
Well, the thing about, if you just look at the Cowboys, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But the thing about it is, right now in the NFC, who is it?
It's a good question.
I mean, the 49ers are not who they once were. And now they may be able to overcome the Christian McCaffrey thing. And although there's a mystery out there of how bad that really is and what the hell's going on. You know, the Eagles, who the hell are they? I mean, so, I think when you look at the NFC, obviously Minnesota's playing really good ball. Like, Green Bay, who is Green Bay? Like, are they as strong now or highly thought of now as they were in the preseason? I just, the NFC is not only the NFC East, but the NFC as a whole is somewhat up for grabs. You know, who did we watch last week? Seattle and who did Seattle play in primetime?
Detroit.
Like, so, I mean, Detroit. Those are two really, really good football teams. It's a hell of a football game.
Yeah.
But they're not unbeatable.
No,
they're not one of those teams like the Eagles when they were rolling when they went to the World Super Bowl that year. You watch that team play. Who's going to beat that group? And when the 49ers were rolling, last couple of years, man, damn, who's going to beat that group, you know? I don't look – I mean, I think Detroit's a good football team, but I don't watch them play and go, whoa, they're unbeatable.
That's a good point. The fact about the NFC is why you should be more aggressive to go make this move. Because, yeah, I mean, even look at the Vikings who are playing good football. They're in first place. They're 4-0, but their quarterback's Sam Darnold, right? How concerned are you about Darnold to actually go win a Super Bowl? So, yeah, that's a good point, too, of why Cowboys or other teams in the NFC, for that matter, should be aggressive, because it's wide open this year. This is a year where you can win with less, theoretically, in the NFC, because it is so open.
It's going to be interesting how that we spend so much time in the AFC here with the Texans. That it's, you know, you start breaking down that NFC, man, there's a real opportunity for somebody that wasn't thought to be one of the powerhouses in the NFC when the season started. By the way, the teams that aren't who we thought they were, we need to go ahead and mention the Cowboys in that sentence.
Yeah,
too, right? All right, real quick, I want to move on. I'm going to tell you, my mother is, until I got married, was my best friend, right? I mean, obviously, my wife has taken that to a whole other level. But my mom is still a very, very close friend of mine. And my mom attends every one of my football games. Or when I played, she attended every one of my football games. Hell, I can't blow her out of my pocket right now with dynamite half the damn time. She's got these babies, man. She's got these babies. She watches them all the time. Can't get enough of. Did y'all? So I'm close to my mother. Did y'all see what Rashee Rice's mama done got caught doing?
Oh, I saw it.
It's been a rough year for Rashee Rice now. Rashee Rice's his mama got caught walking by somebody's door where there was something had been delivered, was leaned up against the door. She walks by on camera one time, then she comes back by and she steals whatever package was being delivered to that person. And the kicker here is when she walks off away from the camera, Mama got literally a Rashee Rice jersey on that says Mama Rice on the back of it. So there ain't no doubt. It caught every bit of her face. There ain't no doubt who she was anyway, but the damn jersey said that. Well, I tell you, I wouldn't let my mom come to another game.
I know it. That is so embarrassing. What a terrible day for the Rice family. Not only a neighbor, so they probably knew her already, but then to have the face on the camera and the jersey, it reminds me of Marvin Barnes played in the NBA decades ago.
Yeah.
He lived in Providence. Him and his friends tried to rob a bus, but he was wearing his Letterman jacket. So when the cops showed up and they said, hey, who did it? They said, oh, is that Marvin Barnes over at the high school, because his name's on the jacket. And then poor Marvin tried to rob a liquor store that he lived above. So same idea. They came. They said, hey, who did it? And he said, oh, the guy that lives up there. They went up there and arrested. I don't know what these people are. Rashee Rice's mom just did the same thing as Marvin Barnes. I don't know what you're thinking when you're wearing essentially your name on your outfit and you're trying to rob somebody.
Well, you just, when your son is an NFL player and clearly, I know he's injured, but he's got a bright future. Clearly, I mean, there's a problem. I mean, clearly, there's something wrong with your ass if you're stealing stuff with your son has that kind of future, man. That's a
good point.
There ain't nothing worse in this world, man, than a liar and a thief, which Ron always reminds me. Actually, Clint, there are some things that are worse, which I understand. Yes, there are some things that I will absolutely kill people for if it ever enters my life, or more importantly, my baby girl's life. But the liar and the thief, boy, the pettiness is, whew. There's something else there, man. All right, the injury report is out for the Texans-Bills. Not just the Texans, but the Bills as well. I think there's several things there that we need to know. We're going to get into a good discussion about that. We'll update you, let you know exactly who's going to play, who's in, who's out for the Houston Texans and the Buffalo Bills in this monster AFC matchup coming up Sunday at NRG Stadium. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from East River 9, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley is out today. Luke Morrow is in. We are at East River 9. East River 9, of course, out on the east side. And it's a lighted par 3 9-hole golf course. Got a little driving range over to my right. I believe they got a little pickleball back behind me as well. They got a full-blown restaurant inside with a bar that I've been very, very comfortable at. I would refer to it as bellying up to a time or two. We're in a little nice little breezeway here that's got some outdoor furniture, some very comfortable outdoor furniture. Hey, come on through. Hang out with us. We're going to give away two Academy Sports and Outdoors $25 gift cards. We are going to give away two different rounds of golf 4-2 here at East River 9. And I just got wind. We've got some Texans tickets to the Bills game Texans-Bills game that we're giving away as well. Now, I'm trying to figure out We giving away two packs, or are we giving away a four pack? We're still trying to clear that up right now. But either way it goes, we're giving that away. We're going to raffle it off. So get on out here. Everybody out there wants to go to the game on Sunday, doesn't have your tickets yet, come on out to East River 9, hang out, have you a couple of drinks, get you some grub, and maybe you can win a couple of tickets to Sunday's game. Big matchup, and the injury report has dropped. And just got word. We're giving back to the tickets. Sorry about that. We are giving four-pack. We're giving 1 four-pack of tickets away. So come on out and get in this raffle for a four-pack of tickets. Club seat tickets, which I love club seats because if I remember correctly, most stadiums I've been in, the bars and the restaurants and the options are a little different on that club level. I feel like club level dining and wining is on a little bit different level, so I greatly appreciate that. And I remember the seats are a little more comfortable as well. So we're giving away a four-pack of tickets to the Texans-Bills game. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour. So come on out. Get in this raffle. All right, the injury report for the Texans. I think the big one that sticks out here, again, Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon teased us last week with practicing on Friday. There was a video of him, you know, jumping around out there, appearing to be A-OK with that ankle, and then did not play on Sunday. I assume that meant he was going to come back, practice all week, and be ready to rock and roll. But he did not. He did not practice Wednesday, did not practice Thursday, and did not practice Friday, and they are listing him as out. We're not going to wait until game day. We're not going to test it on Sunday morning. He is out. Luke, no Joe Mixon. How's that hit you?
Yeah, it's tough because this is the week, as we open the show this afternoon, I mean, this is the week to get the ground game going and to take advantage of that against these Bills. Now, you could still try to do that without Mixon, but obviously you'd much prefer to have him out there. And then Damian Pierce is even questionable, which they say questionable means 50-50, so we'll see about Sunday. But there's been so much consternation about this ground game for the Texans so far this year, and this is the opportunity to get it going against the Bills, who are bottom three in the league across the board when it comes to trying to stop the run. They're allowing almost 6 yards a carry. So if ever there was a time to have Mixon back, it would be Sunday. Although I guess at the same time, you can make the counter argument that, well, hopefully they can run against this rush defense without Mixon and make sure he's healthy and ready to go the following week. But it's the longer it goes, obviously the worse it is. He played so well week one. You haven't had a full Mixon since, and you brought him in this offseason to come be the guy, and you just haven't had that guy yet so far for almost the entire season.
Yeah, when you talk about Joe Mixon, I'm so pissed off at the offensive line and Bobby Slowick that it's hard for me to even get to Joe Mixon. But you make a great point. Like, obviously, this is a guy. Here's where I think Joe Mixon helps you is if Bobby continues to try to force this outside zone thing, if he continues to force this, we're going to have our tight ends on the edges block really well and our wide receivers block really well, and we're going to bring in all these silly personnels, then I think you're going to get more of the same from the Texans' run game. And if that's the case, then I think Joe Mixon brings more to the table as a guy that a handful of times is going to make something out of nothing, right? He's going to be able to cut back. He's going to be able to bounce something inside, outside, and turn the corner and maybe go get 10 or 12 yards. So that is big with Joe, especially when you can't run the football. To have that guy that can make something out of nothing is in a game like this, would be a game changer. So if we're just talking about Joe in a vacuum, clearly we don't have a backup that can do some of those things, so that hurts. Those are the guys that are out. Again, Joe Mixon, Jerry Hughes, Derek Barnett are out.
Yeah, no Jerry Hughes revenge game Sunday.
That's right. With Stephon Diggs, right? Yeah. But that the interesting thing here is I don't think anybody on this defense, to be completely honest with you, I don't think anybody on this defense in the front seven, let's talk about front four, I don't think anybody's played up to snuff, if we're being completely honest. You know, there's been some – let me put it this way. I don't think there's any position. Now, there's guys – Tim Settle gave us 2 sacks in one game. All right, I can't complain about that. Mario Edwards has shown up and been a bright spot in training camp and has made plays this year. I can't complain about that. But I don't think the down four – like, coming into the season, I think a lot of people thought, boy, this down four is as good as any in the game. Man, we can – from a pass rush perspective, we're going to be as good as anybody in the game. I don't think anybody's played up to that billing at this point in time. And we're talking about now Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter are the two healthy defensive ends. Derek Barnett is out, and Jerry Hughes is out. Those are your two quality depth guys. Now, they've got depth, obviously, but those are your two quality depth guys that you feel about. You feel good about punching in there and at least being able to hold up and make plays. So we'll see how the Texans adjust to that. Now, let's go to the questionable groups on the Texans injury report this week for the Buffalo Bills game. The questionable group is six different guys, but I think the ones that really stick out are Titus Howard, backup running back Damian Pierce, and depth receiver Robert Woods. Of those three, which one concerns you the most, Luke?
Ooh, probably Titus Howard. I mean, this offensive line's been so in flux already. I mean, even going back to last year, as you've been talking throughout the afternoon, I mean, it just hasn't been good enough. I like consistency on the offensive line, so I don't want to have to keep moving guys in and out each week. I want my five there each week. Damian Pierce is another big one, as we've been talking about that ground game, but I don't know. I don't know if there is a huge difference, a huge drop-off between Pierce and Cam Akers at this point. It'd be nice to have both of them. They both bring something different to the table. You could have a little 1-2 punch. So I wish Pierce was out there, but it starts up front. And so I think, especially because for Howard, he was fine Wednesday. He wasn't on the injury report. And then yesterday he's limited, and then today he didn't practice. So I feel like that's trending in the wrong direction, where this is something that just popped up the last 2 days. So of those guys, I guess that would be the case for me. I would love to have Pierce out there, but I think I would say Howard would be number one for me.
Yeah, I think Titus Howard is it. We saw Blake Fisher play recently, and I think even D'Amico Ryans was critical of Blake Fisher's play. I will say this, though. When Blake Fisher had to play for Laremy Tunsil, I believe it was two scoring drives in last week's game. The last two drives of the first half, I believe one was a touchdown and one was a field goal. So, I'll say this, too. It wouldn't shock me. I don't know. I don't have the evidence, but it wouldn't shock me if Blake Fisher wasn't a more aggressive downhill, a better offensive lineman, a more willing offensive lineman in the run game than what the athletic, lighter side, a little bit more finesse type tackle that we all know Laremy Tunsil is. Laremy Tunsil is. In that particular situation, I do wonder if they saw, hey, this dude's pretty strong in the run game. So if he does have to play for Titus Howard now, does that bring something to the table, on that side of the offensive line from a run game perspective? So we'll see. That is the injury report for your Houston Texans. All right, coming up next, is this game bigger for Josh Allen or is this game bigger for Stephon Diggs? We'll tell you which one next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from East River 9, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley is out. Luke Morrow is in. And we're at East River 9. Just said beautiful view of the city and the most beautiful view of the city in and around the city. Come on through East River 9. Whether you want to play golf, you just want to catch a nice meal, catch a couple of drinks, hang out on this beautiful, beautiful Houston Friday. We got a big group right here of all of our Odyssey crew here hanging out, having a good time. They've been known to have a good time, and we're running around like chickens with our head cut off, trying to give away gift cards and making things happen. So come on out. We just had our first winner. My man won a round for two here at East River 9, and he's gonna have a good old time. So I'm looking forward to the rest of our giveaways, Luke. We got a few more to give away, my man.
Yeah, including tickets to the game Sunday. And as we've been talking today, you've been talking all week. I mean, there hasn't been a bigger game on the schedule yet this year for the Texans. As you said, I mean, this is the biggest game regular season for D'Amico Ryans, and we're giving away a chance for you and three other people, a four-pack, to be at the game. Good seats Sunday in a huge game. So certainly for that alone, come out here. Great venue as well. Come hang out. This is a great spot.
Four pack of club seats to the Texans Bills game this Sunday, man. It's Friday. I love last second plans. I love last second plans, man. All right, this is, as we've said multiple times, this is a big game, and the Texans and how the Texans stack up against one of the top AFC teams is the headliner. But there's a couple of guys that have at least a little bit of a history. Some may call it drama, some may dust up, some may, I don't know what you want to call it, but Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs obviously are playing each other for the first time after being together for, what was it, 4 years in Buffalo? Was it 4 or 5 years
five,
in Buffalo?
I believe, yeah.
It was a hell of a run with Steph Diggs and Josh Allen, but this is a big game for those two guys. Who do you think this is a bigger game for, Luke?
I think this is a bigger game for Diggs to show himself. I think, and we touched on this a little bit earlier, but I think something that I didn't say at the time also was, I mean, these are the guys, a lot of these guys you were going against in practice every day, and now you actually get to face them in a game. So I think that's just in a more like innocent, juvenile way. That's a more that's a fun thing, and that's something different for these athletes to be able to play against in a game. But for Diggs, I think this is a big game for just that revenge factor. I thought the Vikings game was big. I think this is even bigger because this is more recent. That Vikings breakup was two breakups ago. This was just a few months ago, and he wants to prove himself. I mean, he was kind of dragged through the mud on his way out of Buffalo there, and so I think he wants to have that revenge game on Sunday. For Josh Allen, as I said, I think it was last hour, you know, this is the battle versus the war. Diggs wants to win this battle. Josh Allen wants to win the war, which still goes over the length of his career to show, hey, I can be just as good, if not a better quarterback without Diggs. And so far this season, small sample size, but he has the best quarterback rating of his career, even better than any year with Diggs, and he's leading the league right now in QBR. But that doesn't stop Sunday. Just because Josh Allen plays well Sunday, he has to continue to show, yeah, we don't need Diggs. Where for Diggs, this is his one-off opportunity to go out there, try to beat his former team, and kind of rub their face in it.
You know, Luke, as you're talking, man, because I agree with you. I think the game in a vacuum is bigger for Diggs. I think it ultimately means more for Diggs. But I'm just sitting here as you're talking, and I'm thinking about how the Bills got skull drug last week.
Yeah.
And I know Josh Allen is right now in a situation where he's really the lead dog early, but the lead dog in the MVP race. They've wrapped this offense around him in a way that, I mean, hell, really, Lamar Jackson is the only other one that has the ability to impact the game with his legs and his arm. And not just has the ability, I mean has the ability, and they're actually catering to it on Sunday. I know a lot of guys have the ability, but are they actually winning football games that way? Josh Allen, Lamar definitely doing that. If Josh doesn't play well and the Bills don't play well against the Texans, and we're looking at the Texans of, hey, man, they are who we thought they were, and they are a true top AFC football team. On the flip side of that, you got to talk about Josh and them just got the doors blowed off of them by the Ravens, and it was embarrassing. And then you go to Houston, and you get beat up on by and look, again, you are the punching bag where Houston confirms and validates that they're a top three or five, however you want to couch it, team in the NFL. Boy, that would be a tough bounce back for Josh. That would be a rough fall for Josh in back-to-back weeks to really – you want to talk about being out of the MVP race and talk about being out of – for at least a short period of time, out of the conversation of, man, these guys are the biggest challenge for Pat Mahomes and the biggest challenge in the AFC. That could be a rough week for Josh as well now.
Absolutely. This is a huge game for both teams from that perspective, because there is a big difference between being 4-1 and 3-2. And I think it might be fair, but I think whoever loses this game, you start having that pretender or contender conversation, because for both these teams, this would be the best win of the season. But if either team loses, they both face that same narrative of, you know, the Buffalo Bills beat some good teams, then as you just said, got blown out by the Ravens, and then lost in Houston, hypothetically speaking, the two best teams they faced. And for the Texans, if they lose Sunday, you can make the same case that they beat three lesser teams, but then get blown out by the Vikings, and then in this hypothetical, lost at home to the Bills. So I think this is a huge spot for both teams where if you win, the conversation goes in a certain direction. If you lose, it obviously goes in the opposite direction, and that's the case for both these two teams. And specifically for Josh Allen, we were talking about the injury report last segment. If you look at the Bills' injury report, I mean, they're missing Shakir, their number one wide receiver. And from a betting perspective, this morning the Bills were favored by 1.5. When the injury report came out, the Texans flipped to a one-point favorite. Well, wide receivers don't typically move the line 2.5 points, but for the Bills, he's the only wide receiver that has more than 8 catches this year. They are missing Diggs. Now they're missing their new number one wide receiver. So there's even more on the plate of Josh Allen Sunday when you talk about the targets he's going to be throwing to. He's not going to have any wide receivers that are noteworthy to be able to throw the football to in a big game Sunday.
Well, on top of that, great point, because on top of that, Shakir is one of those. You heard Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator, earlier talk about Kincaid, the tight end, Cook, the running back, along with Allen, and then Shakir. You've heard him talk about those three guys kind of in a triangle of how they want to attack you and really strain a defense. He's a critical part to that, and if he's not going to play, which they've announced that, right?
He's out. Yeah.
So that's a big problem. So I agree with you. It's been
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here for Diggs personally, but I don't know, boy, that the Texans could lose this game, and it's going to be more about who the hell are the Texans than it is what Diggs didn't perform. The Bills mess around and lose this game, and people are going to start questioning the Bills of, like, are they who we thought they were, and is Josh Allen a true MVP caliber quarterback right now?
I agree with you, but which also helps Diggs, so you can make the argument too that if Diggs and the Texans win this game, it's a 2-4 for Diggs, right? If he has a good game, he has the bragging rights, but then also the narrative is like, well, the Bills just lost to the Ravens and the Texans, the two good teams they've played so far. If Josh Allen, say, he doesn't play well Sunday, you know, that's back-to-back games of struggles. Diggs just won on the other side. And then you start having that conversation of maybe they do need Stephon Diggs. So I think in that sense, it makes it even bigger for Diggs, where he could prop himself up and knock Josh Allen down in one swoop on Sunday.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. I mean, there's so many storylines and so many reasons to be emotionally attached to this. Obviously, if you're here in Houston, but on the entire NFL landscape, it's just going to be a hell of a football game right here at NRG Stadium. That's Luke Morrow. I'm Clint Sterner. You're listening to Sports Radio 610. I want to shift gears real quick. I don't know how many of y'all got to watch the Thursday night football game. Tampa Bay 30. They were at Atlanta. Tampa Bay 30. And the Falcons scored a touchdown in overtime, which obviously ends the game. The Atlanta Falcons win 36-30. One of my favorite things about obviously watching the game on TV is just I'm a football head, right? But I love when it's just become a – and maybe it's always been a thing. I just hadn't paid that close attention. But the wow stats that these because if you understand how a TV production works, whether it's a broadcast for a game or it's a broadcast of SportsCenter or something like that, there's so many people behind the scenes, stat guys behind the scenes that are feeding, whether it's the TV crew or the analyst, these crazy, crazy stats that are out there.
Yep.
And it's one thing I miss most about TV, the TV life. Boy, you could do a hell of a segment based on what one of those stat guys hands you in the break, man. But there was a couple of stats out there in last night's game that they threw up, and I'm shocked. I just wonder how real you think they are. One of them was the Atlanta Falcons, about one of the teams that's playing. They have yet to, this year, in five games, they have yet to lead by more than one possession or trail by more than one possession. Every game they've played, they're 3-2 now. They're tied with the Bucs. Well, I guess they're leading the Bucs. So they beat them head-to-head. They're in the lead in that division, and they played five ball games and have not been down or ahead. But every one of them has been throughout, wire-to-wire, a one-score game.
It's crazy. But I'll say this, I'm not too surprised because I've watched a lot of Kirk Cousins over the years, and that's what he does.
He'll keep them close, huh?
He'll keep them close. The Vikings, the last 5 years, the Vikings were the only team in the league to not have a victory of, I think it was more than like 17 points. Only team in the league, 5 years when Kirk Cousins was there. He keeps every game close. It comes down to the fourth quarter. He'll win some, he'll lose some, and last night he won it.
I got another one for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got another one for you. Jaden Daniels, who is... I mean, absolutely shred him and Cliff Kingsbury. I'm glad I did my doubting of Jaden Daniels before he blew up at LSU. I thought it'd be wise to really rile the LSU fan base up with Jaden Daniels. Ain't even the best quarterback on campus, much less the starter. He ended up starting that year, winning a Heisman Trophy. The rest is history. I'm praying that old Nussmeier. Well, it's not Nussmeier. What's the kid at LSU right now? His dad's a coach. He was a quarterback in the league. Anyway, I'm praying that he spins it around the park to make me at least look some halfway decent. But Jaden Daniels, first four games in the NFL. In four games, he's completed 87 of 106 passes. That's an 82.1% completion rate, which is a record for QB's first four career starts, but it's also, more impressively, the highest completion percentage by any quarterback in a four-game span since 1950 with over 100 pass attempts.
It's crazy. This is why I look around the league and I wonder, how are some of these teams so bad at the quarterback position? It seems like it's never been easier to play quarterback in some cases in the NFL these days. I mean, 20 years ago, a completion percentage of 55% was good. Now this guy's up to, what, 80%? It's crazy. And to do it as a rookie, he's looked great.
All right, Luke, I'm through talking about this Texans run game as something they need to do, and it's a work in progress and this and that. Bobby Slow has got some audio out there that is football horny worthy, no question about it. But damn it, this one pissed me off, y'all. We're going to hear that audio, and we're going to cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.